and there's no river flowing. Get around somebody where the river's flowing. Let it rub off on you. It's prophetic. They're believing. They don't talk unbelief. They don't talk crazy. They talk faith. They're moving. You can't harness them. You can't stop them. Because they're moving. The river is moving. And God always wants to take you higher, further. Don't think that you've attained. As a matter of fact, the more you learn, when you really learn, the more you realize you don't know. Amen. The more you learn, really, I'm talking about God, the more you realize you must learn more. Somebody that thinks they know it all, they know very little. And what they do know is not enough. Even though they know it all. You know, somebody will tell you, yeah, I know. I know, yeah, yeah. You try to, yeah, I know that already, yeah. Okay, where is it found in the Bible? Well, one of them books. You know, Mr. Know-it-all. You know, when you really learn, you know that there's so much more that you must learn. It's so vast, unsearchable. That is revealed, God reveals to us. That the secret he keeps to himself. But there's so much that we must learn. So having said that, we see that the river must flow out of us. You've got to create the environment. You notice when God put the man in the garden, everything was pleasant to look on. Everything was pleasant to eat. The temperature was a perfect temperature. God created a perfect environment. Even though the man fell there, God created a perfect environment. You need to create environments. Sometimes your faith is hindered and you know, because you're in an environment of strife or contention. You need to stay away from contention and strife and jealousies and envies and people that are always talking against you or are not for you or don't believe in you. Say amen real loud. Amen. You have to make choices. Not that you hate on anybody, but you have to make choices. You have to make choices. If you're going to move in the prophetic flow, you can't be around doubting Thomas all the time. And somebody that's questioning and doubting you all the time and criticizing you all the time. And they've been trying to hold you hostage all the time. Ain't nobody ever did that. How you think you're going to do that? I mean, you don't need to be hearing that all the time. Well, somebody get excited. Lord Jesus. Ezra chapter 5. I'm still laying the foundation here because it's a prophetic river. Be honest with you, when you truly walk prophetically, sometimes you have to walk alone. I know as a visionary, as much as my wife believes in me and sees a lot that I see, there are things that I don't share with her right away till I prayed it through. Because this stuff like, whoa. I remember the time, one time, just in the way of an experience, we were in a service down south, I think it was in Fort Lauderdale or Palm Beach. A friend of ours from out of state was coming down to speak, so we went down to see her, and we were going to give a decent offering. You know, we want to just bless their ministry. But when the offering time came, the Lord spoke a number to me. It kind of shook me in my seat a little bit. He said, "I want you to give this." I thought, you know how you like. Where that coming from? The devil is a lie. But you know, after you hear God's voice, you know. You may not be like me, but if I hear God's voice for sure, and I don't know, but I'm ruined. I'm no good. So, I said, all right. I nudged my wife and I said, hey, the Lord said to give this amount. She looked at me. We was both like in the same boat, you know. She looked at me. She said, okay, well, the Lord said, give it. So I reluctantly you know, because you ain't sure. But we gave it cheerfully. And we had dinner afterwards. And we were sitting with them, and I didn't know they'd counted the offering and everything, and she'd already seen what we'd given. But she pulled us aside and she said, "Apostle, you don't know. I saw what you gave. You don't know what that did." She said, "Just last week, I had an administrator leave the ministry, but they took a large sum of money. It was the exact amount that you gave to the ministry." And see, that was redemptive for her. You understand what I mean? That healed something there. So see, you never know what God is doing. It's not just about you giving something. It's when you obey and you follow through on it. See, if God can get stuff through you, he can get it to you. Because it's not just for you, it's for others too. Somebody's going to get that after a while. But in the prophetic flow, when you hear things, and it's not so much even an amount, is the river flowing. See, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers. You know, where something's flowing, something's moving. They're not stingy, they're willing. They're givers, they're doers, they're beers. There's something flowing out of them. Why? Because they believe on him as the scripture have said. Not my opinion, not somebody else's opinion, because everybody can try to talk you out of something. I'm trying to get y'all ready for something. No, seriously, I'm trying to get you ready for something. I said it Wednesday night when we talked about the shallows, how God is doing something in your life, if someone came to you and told you in detail what he's doing, Paul said you wouldn't believe it. So, tell somebody, something's got to change.
Amen.
Anybody ready for change? You see, where the river flows, it's moving from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We are not swamps. We ain't swamp people. Amen. Nothing wrong with people living around swamps. We ain't no swamp on a river. Genesis said a river flowed. Ezekiel said a river flowed. Jesus said rivers will flow. Get to flowing. Amen. Get to moving. Amen. You become a very unhappy camper when you start camping.
Amen.
When you just start settling.
Amen.
See, at a certain age, and I understand seniors to a degree, you know, in that sense, but my point is you don't ever just settle. As a matter of fact, you ought to be learning something all the time.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, leaders are readers.
Amen.
Amen. I don't mean just reading the comics in the newspaper or playing games on your phone. I mean, learning things that are significant toward your destiny.
Amen.
Perfecting your craft.
Amen.
Getting right information.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. How hungry are you? He that hungers and thirsts. See, some people have lost their appetite. They get a little something and they settle down. They get real territorial and even stingy. Don't want to move any forward. Don't, you know, I got this and this is mine, me, my, I am mine. And they'll fight you over it. Arr! And it ain't even enough. I said, it's not even enough. You're going to run out of that. God going to allow holes to get in your pockets. Your money going to take wings because you're trying to be like that man that built. He said, soul, take thine ease. You got enough to last you the rest of your life. So he built bigger barns to bestow his goods. But the Lord said, thou fool. Why cut yourself off short? Remember the spies, 10 of them, brought back the evil report. It was an evil report because it was a report of unbelief. What they saw was real. I was just telling you what I saw. They saw it. They saw giants. They saw giants. The sons of Anak were there. But it was an evil report. Because they weren't paying any mind to the promise. How many of us are stuck on stuff like that? Not paying any mind to the promise, but to what you seize. It'll cause you to cease believing on him as the scripture has said. That's why you got to constantly stay in your word. Constantly feed your faith, feed your spirit, man. Sometimes when I run up against wall, I got stacks of written prophetic words down through the years, and CDs and DVDs with prophetic words that I believe are relevant. I'll go and put on my headset or go and put my eye gate toward these, and it'll every time it jump starts me to the reality of the frequency that God put me in, and not gravitate down to the facts, what I see with my eyes, or what I heard with my ears, or how the economy's doing, or it's not time to do that, or they don't encourage that. Who are they? Who are the experts? You better stop listening to some of these experts. How many diets have come and gone over the past decade? Hardly any of them work, right? We were looking at a commercial cable and another piece of exercise equipment. And they were doing the same thing. I said, now they added a little something on the side there. And they doing the same thing that all the rest of them do. But people will flock to buy it. When, oh when, will we wake up and get into the prophetic stream and start believing God like you believe some of these experts? And you went out and bought it. And it's still sitting there. Had it for years. Used it twice. The spiders get more exercise on it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.